Good morning and welcome. So who are you and where are you from?
I'm Amy Phillips. I'm the director of writing at Old Fields School. We're located in Sparks, Maryland, just north of Hunt Valley off of 83.
That is deep in horse country.
Absolutely. We're 156 years old. And the writing program is as old as the school is. So it's very much woven into the fabric of Old Fields culture and history.
And the school is a high school.
It's a 8th through 12th.
Okay.
So we start in the 8th grade. And then we have students from all over the country and the world.
We are up here at the Pennsylvania Horse Expo, and you've got a booth out here.
Yes.
What's your goal today?
My goal is to connect with families and students that are looking for an experience of wanting an individualized education. We do a really good job of tailoring education to meeting the student where they are, wherever they are in their journey. And I'm particularly looking for riders. We have 30% of our student body rides. So I'm looking to connect with families and girls looking to go find a high school with a riding program.
Excellent. Why riding?
Riding is the most incredible way of connecting with nature, of being able to de-stress, of being able to forget about things that are happening in the world and connect with another living, breathing creature. And our students do dressage and hunters and jumpers and eventing and fox hunting. We have IEA teams. We have, we're going to recognize and unrecognized horse shows, rated horse shows. We have the best horses that have the best, most impressive resumes, former meter 40 jumpers. They have dressage backgrounds, eventing backgrounds. Our horses are the backbone of what we do.
Wonderful. Do you find that the students who are participating both in the educational piece, the three R's, right?
Mm-hmm.
The reading, writing, and arithmetic, are enhanced by the writing?
Absolutely. There is a way that the students that come into Old Fields are able to, the ones that ride, are able to increase their confidence, are able to, through this connection that they have with another creature that they're able to develop a relationship with, all of that carries over to their performance in other areas, including academics. It carries over into their emotional health, into their mental health. What they learn from these horses and the bond that they create and the goals they get to set, it carries over everywhere. And our students, when they start to achieve success in the arena, in the barn, at a horse show, it definitely carries over into the classroom. And we hear from their teachers that their scores are going up on their tests, or they're
Wonderful.
More engaged in class. It's an incredible parallel between the success at the barn and the success in the classroom.
Oh, I believe that. And you've made these students even more successful because you've offered them something brand new. It's coming mm-hmm. out for the fall of 23.
Yes.
And all the members of the Horse Council are going to be really excited to hear this because they're all looking for the things that you're teaching.
Yes.
Tell me about this program.
So we are starting an equine science program, a concentration for high school students. The whole goal of this program is to round out our riding program. The students don't have to be riders to be a part of the program, and they don't have to be a part of the concentration to be a rider. But the goal is in the horse industry and in colleges, there are these colleges and barns and places in the horse world are looking for students with experience in education.
Absolutely.
So we are looking to give them that education, whether that's teaching them how to braid, learning how to turn out a horse, understanding the equine anatomy and physiology. We're going to teach them how to set up a basic business model and be able to make decisions about how they want to set up a future business, which includes how to go into a bank, how to set up an Excel spreadsheet, a business plan and model that will help them connect their passion with something that could be successful in their future. They could do this in college. They could go directly into the horse industry from Old Fields and spend a year trying to figure out if college is their thing or if they want to spend more time in the industry. But it is designed to give them a foothold and an advantage over other students coming out that may not have that same experience and that same educational background.
So when we were talking a little bit earlier, we were saying someone who needs a groom at a barn.
Yes, yes.
These students are prepared. They've had anatomy and physiology. Mm-hmm. They know what there is a course on nothing but grooming.
Well, yes. And within that, it will fold into the other programs and schedule and classes that we're offering. But they're going to know how to turn out a horse for a horse show. They're going to know how to work with the farrier and the veterinarian. They're going to know how to braid, clip, all of the skills that you're always looking for when you're a barn manager or a director of a program, to bring somebody in to add onto your staff that'll add to the program, and you won't have to take the time to teach and train them.
That would be wonderful. Mm-hmm. That's how you get your barn managers.
Yes.
They have the skills for business.
Yes.
They know where they're going.
Yes.
They may have some college. They may be your employee while they're in college, and then they return to the barn and put that four-year degree to work.
Absolutely. Or they're able to take what they learn while they're in college and go braid at the horse shows and help offset the cost of books or their tuition or their horse showing fees because they're on the riding in the program or
Absolutely.
At another barn.
Absolutely.
But they're able to have a tangible skill that they can immediately apply and a tangible knowledge that they can take into whatever part of the industry that they want to go into. We also are going to have internships with local professionals. They could be anywhere ranging from our veterinarians to the local steeplechase trainer down the street to a fox hunting barn to a big hunter jumper barn. We have connections to set up for our students and build bridges and pathways into colleges or businesses right within the horse industry. So we do want to have an end goal for them through those internships that they're able to say, oh, I want to explore this. And they come back and say, nope, not for me. I need to change my path. Or that was perfect. I'm staying connected to that business and I'm looking forward to working with them in the future.
And that trade group like the Maryland Horse Council can help you do that because there are your professionals and working.
Yes.
They need help. You need education.
Yes.
What a wonderful thing. Thank you for being a member of the Horse Council. And I hope all the Horse Council members out there go, and what's the name of that place?
Oldfield School.
There you are. And you're located where?
In Sparks, Maryland, just north of Hunt Valley.
Wonderful. I hope you have a good success here at the Pennsylvania Expo. Just over the line. We're just over the line of Pennsylvania. And enjoy. We'll be looking forward to seeing what your students do.
Thank you so much.
Fall of 2023, the program rolls out.
Yes, this next fall. You can check us out at oldfieldschool.org and see what Oldfields is, who we are, and find the writing section on the website, and you'll see the equine science concentration.
And even if you have political science majors, the Horse Council is very legislative active through our PAC.
Absolutely. And I also want, through this equine science, students that have an ability and interest in art are able to receive credit and take an art track through the equine science as well. So it could be political, it could be art focused. It doesn't have to only be biology focused. We want to figure out where that student excels and support that and figure out how they can go forward with their passion in the horse industry.
Well-rounded people.
Yes.
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 That's what our trade needs. Well-rounded people.
Yes, we're going to work on that.
Thank you, Amy, for being part of us today.
Thank you.